News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
That phrase that was used at the Public Accounts Committee in respect of a 270 million euro contactless transport ticketing system, a slowly developing shambles. Brian Caulfield is with us, Professor of Transportation at Trinity College Dublin. This is the new system being deployed by contractors for Irish Rail. Is that description apt, Brian?
Well, I suppose it's hard not to think it being apt at the moment, given the delays that have been there in the ticketing project. But that the main part of that ticketing project has been run by the NTA, and I think that the main thrust of what was discussed yesterday was this rail traffic management system that seems to be very delayed.
Now, the rail traffic management system, is that signalling on the lines rather than dealing with customers?
Yes, exactly. So this is part of an Irish National Train Control Centre that was announced by Minister Shane Ross in 2019. It was expected to cost about 135 million. So this is part of this control centre. Anybody that uses Euston Station, you'll be able to see it. It's a very large building out there. It was due to open in 24. It's not going to open out to 28. And the cost has gone up from 135 million to 205 million. So this piece of software, or the programs that they're developing for it, helps us to run our rail network in a modern way. It helps us to understand how it works, optimize, especially when we have parts of the rail network where there's only one rail line. So say, for example, down to Galway, where trains have to pass on that. So it optimizes all of that. And most modern European countries have these.
So this one is missing both its budget and its deadline by roughly 60% each.
It would seem that way, yes. And I suppose it's akin to a lot of these types of projects that the state are involved in. Typically, when we're building infrastructure, rail and roads, we don't lag this much. But for whatever reason, this building and this operation system is very much delayed. And it's not only missing that budget or missing the targets, it's also missing the benefits that rail users could be enjoying right now, that in terms of less delays, more optimization, reducing emissions because of optimization. All of these benefits we've lost now for the past 2 years, and it'll be 4 years but before we have the centre up and running, and hopefully the software as well.
So what does that mean for customers who look at the kind of service that they can get in a retailer and then look at the experience of trying to use either contactless payment or online booking or any of those things, and see Irish Rail as lagging significantly behind what best practice is? Are the prospects good for any of that to get resolved anytime soon?
Well, the contracts are in place, and they have this and these contracts in place. And it's a good analogy, actually, Anton, when you see how we use other parts of our digital economy, and then you look at Irish Rail, or any of our public transport offerings, they seem prehistoric in the way that you interact with them and the way you pay for them. The contracts are there, they're signed. However, I suppose it doesn't give us an awful lot of confidence if we've missed a target for the building by 4 years, let alone the software.
Now, can you help me interpret the statement that we got from Irish Rail? Because they sent us a statement that I think is intriguing in the duality of its first two sentences. Sentence one: many aspects of the National Train Control Centre have been successfully delivered, with a range of control operations now transferred and operating from the NTCC. Sentence two: however, the development of the train management system contract has been very challenging. Can you read between those lines? When Irish Rail says very challenging, I take it that means they don't feel that it's been challenging for them. That's challenging for somebody else. Who's responsible?
I suppose reading between the lines, it does sound like that. It could be the responsibility may be between both of them. Irish Rail giving over a kind of telemetry data from the rail rolling stock to optimize this system. I suspect that's what's happening there. And then in the first centre about it being successful, the building is there. The civil engineers went down and the building is definitely there. And it's the what's going inside it, I suppose, is what's causing
that
these.
That's a fairly low bar, Brian, doesn't it? The building is physically there. Tick box.
You could say the same about a certain hospital in Dublin 8 as well, I suppose.
Let's not. Brian, thank you very much. Brian Caulfield, Professor of Transportation at Trinity College Dublin, 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106. By the way, we were talking about the Advertising Standards Authority criticizing certain clinics for advertising what are prescription procedures. And we got a text to say, Anton, a new website was launched this week to provide a directory of registered persons to provide these kind of treatments, such as fillers, Botox, etc. And that website is safeskin.ie. Now, I have to say that is the information from the texter, and obviously neither we nor News Talk have had scope to verify that yet, but that is the website, and it does claim that the only people who are up there are registered practitioners. We've also been talking about cyclists all morning, and a text to say, while I agree motorists need to be aware, I think a huge amount of blame needs to be put back on the cyclists. Most will pull out of cycling lanes, they'll turn left and right, they'll go through red lights without looking. And some roads, I have the right of way, but I'll still look down and still slow down and look to make sure it's safe, because cyclists don't look out for their own safety. 53106, as I say, if you have a view, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.